I come from.
Advertising investment ever, partner with the Devil's Advocates and activate our loyal, educated, engaged audience today. In-show interviews and sponsored special events considered across Wisconsin. Affordable digital and terrestrial ads available in Chicago and Minneapolis and directly on the Devil Radio app. Make a deal with the Devils and get the Devil's Advocates bump to your bottom line. Call or text 844-967-2789 today.
If you think you need a home inspection, you probably do. Hi, I'm Todd Osborne of Orion Inspections. And buyers, sellers, and even flippers, I'm talking to you. Knowledge is power when it comes to real estate transactions. You'll get an image-packed, searchable, digital, printable report of the condition of the house, things to keep an eye on, any safety issues or defects, and the knowledge to make smart, informed decisions. Your instinct is telling you to get an inspection, and instincts are usually right. Learn more or schedule today at orioninspections.com.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Dan of Monona, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dan of Monona?
Yeah. Hey, Matt, I was caught this Ron Johnson commercial the weekend about his, he wrote the Right to Try bill. And, of course, I didn't believe him, so I looked it up on the internet, and he sponsored it. What's that? So, but I mean, it's a no-brainer bill, but it also gives pharmaceutical companies a way around the FDA. But it was also, he did it 5 years ago. It's like, is he hanging his hat on anything he did recently?
Dan, you hit a very important point, and I'm glad you raised it because I want to unpack that a little bit. First of all, the Right to Try bill, this reminds me back in the 70s and 80s, there was a thing called Laetril, and they made it out of peach pits, and it supposedly cured cancer, and it didn't. But they would say, okay, well, if I have cancer and I'm going to die anyway, what harm does it take to take, you know, why should I not take it? And some people like Steve McQueen, I think, was one of them. Remember, he was a great actor. I think he may have been in Wanted Dead or Alive. I mean, this is an old TV show. Steve McQueen was a great actor. Anyway, they went to Mexico to get it. So all that that Ron Johnson has done is about 5 years ago, he put in this Right to Try bill that if you're, you know, really on your last legs and you want to try something, what the heck? Okay, what the heck? But there is a much more sneaky purpose to that ad. Because remember, he also very recently said people should take ivermectin. People should take hydroxychloroquine. Ivermectin is a dewormer for horses and cows. Hydroxychloroquine is an anti-malaria drug that the right wing says take. It doesn't help you. In fact, if you take ivermectin in sufficient doses, it can really polish you off. And he also said, He appeared at this right-wing conference, and a guy, a nut, said, if you get vaccinated, it'll give you HIV. Instead of calling him out, and this is a transcript, right from a transcript, I heard the audio, actually, Jensen said, what you say may be true. What you say may be true, but, you know, go a little slower, you know, wait for data, something like that. Anyway, by saying the Right to Try bill, he is sneakily trying to tie in the harmful things he said about hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, and getting HIV. That is what he is trying to do, Dan. So it's not so much that he's letting the pharmaceutical companies off the hook, because I think back in the 70s and 80s, the pharmaceutical companies didn't make a lot of Laetril in the peach pit thing. And right now, yeah, they make hydroxychloroquine for malaria, and yeah, they make ivermectin for deworming horses and cows, but I don't know that there's going to be a huge spike in sales based on this. That's not the issue. The issue is the average person who doesn't read the newspaper, and this is all over the state, doesn't read the newspaper, doesn't listen to the news on TV or radio or listen to these kinds of shows, say, oh, he he's for the right to try if you're really on your last legs. That sounds reasonable. That's not what he said about ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. He didn't say if you're on your last legs. He just recommended it. Donald Trump recommended injecting Lysol into your veins. He said he was joking, but both in Arizona and in New York City, some guys were brought to the emergency room. You can get killed doing stuff like that. So the next time you see that ad, Dan, or you talk to anybody, it's a sneaky tactic to make it look like ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine were mentioned by Johnson in the concept of last gasp, right to try. That is not true. He said that he said what I said he said, and also the guy goes, if you get vaccinated, it'll lead to HIV. Johnson said, what you say may be true, but, you know, get that or whatever. It's all false. It's all very false. But this ad is a sneaky way to try to slip under the radar and tie it into right to try, as if this is just a Laetrile thing when you had cancer. So thanks a lot for calling in. I want to give you an antidote to arguments you may hear, and we said it some on this show. There is a North Carolina case coming up, North Carolina case, Supreme Court has taken, and we are all very concerned that as a result of this case, they're going to hear argument in the fall, they will rule that state legislators can do anything they want with an election, even a federal election, and a state Supreme Court can't overrule them, and a state governor can't veto it, and it can't be disturbed. So they could say, we're going to pick the electors in the gerrymandered state legislature, even though Democrats get more votes than Republicans, it's gerrymandered. They can say there's no absentee voting. They can say Phoenix or even New York City, if they wanted to, gets one polling place and you can have 8 million people line up. See what I mean? All of this sneaky stuff. And they rely on the Elections Clause of Article 1 of the Constitution. The Elections Clause of Article 1 of the Constitution says, in part, the state legislators, legislatures can regulate the time, place, and manner of elections. Okay? Time, place, and manner. What they don't quote to you, and keep this very much in mind, is a second half to the Elections Clause of Article 1 that goes on to say, Congress may at any time make or alter such regulations. Congress may at any time make or alter these state regulations. All that has to happen is that Congress says, passes H.R. 1 or S.B. 1, Voting Rights Act, that just goes, we're going to have reasonable absentee voting by mail. Here's how it's going to be done. You're not going to have any of these numbers games out of Texas. You're going to have a polling place for every X thousand people. The machines are going to work. You're not going to load broken machines into the black areas, okay, which is what they do. You are not going to have partisan observers there intimidating people. We're going to get rid of the felony statute in Texas that says if you obstruct the view, quote, obstruct the view, end quote, of a partisan observer, you can be criminally charged, which they will do in minority areas. If somebody sitting at the table checking people in gets up to go to the restroom or steps back and the partisan hack who is scrutinizing the voters and harassing them loses sight of his voter for 2 seconds, none of that. Read the Elections Clause of Article 1. Google the U.S. Constitution, Article 1, the Elections Clause. And it says the state legislatures can regulate the time, place, and manner of elections. But the second half says Congress may alter such regulations. Congress is it. We have the Congress and we have the presidency. Nancy Pelosi passed H.R. 1. And S.B. 1 could easily be passed if they suspend the filibuster for just that bill. Just that bill. And Manchin Sinema won't do it. Because if Manchin Sinema would do it, Moscow Mitch suspended the filibuster for cabinet appointments and Supreme Court appointments. Moscow Mitch did that. And then he goes, we shouldn't do it for what? to restore voting rights in this country. This is a big opportunity, and if we don't take it now, we're going to have to win the Senate by a couple of senators to ease out Manchin and Sinema. But by then, if Kevin McCarthy is Speaker, then the old H.R. 1 doesn't go anywhere. We have an opportunity right now. And under the Elections Clause of Article 1, Congress can alter the state regulations. Do it that way. Don't wait for Merrick Garland. Don't wait for a lot of jawboning and a lot of chin music. Just do it. And the sticking points are Manchin and Sinema. Going to a break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.